Are you finished packing?
Almost.
What time is Jennifer coming to pick you up to take you to Hillman?
I'm not sure.
And Theo, how about you? Any more bags to bring down?
Yeah, just one more. I'm almost finished.
All right, let's move it along here. Your father's bringing the car around front. That's three kids out of the house. And two more to go.
Hey, the car's out front. Bring down the latest Huxtable College student. Hurry up.
He'll be right down.
Ooh, dear, do you realize that we've almost reached our goal of zero children in the house?
That room upstairs that used to be his is going to be mine.
Speak on.
I'm turning Theo's room into my office.
All right, I'm ready. There he is, my son, off to college. Boy, I'm proud of you. Oh, my goodness. Just, all right, let's hit
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Dad.
Oh, all listen, right. Let me help take out some of these bags.
Oh, wait, this trunk is heavy. Let me help
you. Don't worry about that, honey. No problem. I got lots of energy today.
Strong woman, strong woman. All right.
You know, I get the feeling that you and Mom can't wait to get me out of the house. I mean, aren't you the least bit emotional?
Oh, yes, ma'am. We're going to miss you. Now get your bag. Do you have the address of the dorm you're going to be staying in? Because I don't want to drive all around campus.
Well, no, I thought someone would tell us where my dorm is when we got there.
They didn't give you a dorm assignment in the mail? That's the way they usually do it.
No, I guess they messed it up.
Come on, jump on the phone. Call the dorm housing department and tell them your name. Tell them you're in a hurry. We're on our way down. What is your dorm number, please?
Hi, this is Theodore A. Huxtable. I'm a freshman who's arriving today. You failed to send me my dorm assignment.
There you go, college student. Use the word failed already.
Could you give it to me, please? Yeah, it's Huxtable. H-U-X-T-A. That's impossible. I sent a check months ago. You don't have any record of it. Are you sure? Okay, thanks. I don't have a dorm room.
I made out a check and handed it to you. Now, did you mail it?
Of course I did. How could I not have mailed it?
You had on a brown leather jacket. I gave you the envelope. You took it and you put it in the left-hand pocket of the leather jacket. I said to you, son, don't forget to mail this. And you said...
No problem. And I went right out and mailed it. I'm almost positive. Dad.
It was nice having Denise home for the summer, but I'm glad we're getting our own rooms back.
You're not kidding.
We were roommates a whole summer. And we got along.
We didn't have one fight the whole time.
Rudy, now that you're 9, you're showing a lot more maturity.
Now that you're 15, you're not bad yourself.
Thank you. You know, I'm beginning to feel like we're friends, not just sisters.
Me too.
And now that we're becoming friends, I feel there's something I can tell you.
What?
Now, I want you to take this as constructive criticism.
I will.
You leave your socks laying everywhere. Now, I wouldn't be so bad if they weren't so dirty, disgusting, and smelly. No offense intended.
None taken. Now, may I say something to help you?
Of course.
When you're asleep, you drool out of the side of your mouth.
I do not.
Yes, you do. It's slimy and it oozes all over your pillow.
You're just saying that to get even.
My socks are not smelly.
Oh!
They smell just fine.
Your nose is gonna fall off.
Smell them!
No!
Smell it!
Come on, Rudy.
Smell it!
You know, I can't believe that you couldn't find a dorm room anywhere on campus.
I tried. I even pleaded with the director of housing. There's absolutely no space anywhere.
Denise, smell my sock.
Oh, Rudy, later. This is the stupidest thing that you've ever done, Theo.
Ooh, it sounds like trouble. Let's go scope it out.
And yeah.
Leave this thing out here.
Just back off, Denise. This is my problem, so I'll deal with it.
Miss Theo, this doesn't just affect you, okay? This is just going to ruin things for me.
What are you worried about? You're going back to him.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, get serious.
I am. I'm dropping out of school.
What?
Yes, I'm dropping out.
No way.
I am.
Whoa, big trouble.
Why didn't you say anything about this?
Well, I was gonna say something earlier, but then Theo pulled this stupid stunt.
I don't get it. If you weren't going back to school, why'd you pack all your bags?
Because as soon as I tell Mom and Dad what I'm doing, Dad's gonna throw me out of the house.
Good. That means I'll get my room back.
So will I.
You guys, I'm about to face a really difficult situation. All you can think about is yourselves. Hey, who else are we supposed to think about?
Yeah.
Denise, what you're about to go through with Mom and Dad is gonna be tough. And I really feel for you. But look on the bright side. Once Mom and Dad hear about this, they'll totally forget about what I did.
Well, thank you for your time, Judge Rivera. Yes, and if you can think of any way we could get Theo into a dorm, please give us a call. Goodbye. Oh.
And another one bites the dust.
Hi, do you guys have a minute?
Sweetie's getting late. What time is Jennifer coming to take you to Hillman?
Jennifer left yesterday.
But you told her she was taking you down to Hillman.
Yeah, no, I told her to go ahead without me.
Well, how are you supposed to get down there?
Before we get into that, can I just say something here? I feel really bad about what Theo did, and... But I think you guys handled it very, very well. Were calm, firm, yet loving.
This isn't why you came down here, is it?
No. I want you to know that I've given this a lot of thought, and the decision that I've come to is very difficult. I've decided to discontinue my college education.
Come again, young lady.
I'm not going back to Hillman.
Want to bet?
Being in college has taught me one thing. I just don't belong there.
Want to bet?
Daddy, I'm only telling you what I feel in my heart, so just hear me out, okay? This whole thing about college and competition, it's just not what I'm about. I mean, getting straight A's and making the dean's list and trying to impress your professor. I mean, is a person who makes an A better than a person who gets a C?
No.
Oh, okay. Sure, you're gonna say yes. Okay. Here's what I'm trying to say. Okay, society, right? Always puts the A's. Hey, your A's? Oh, well, you're up here. And, oh, you're the C's? Oh, well, then you're down here. I say, why can't we just be one happy alphabet? Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah. I really do. And, well, I feel I don't have to be better than everyone else. I'm happy being me. And who am I? Well, who I am is a very industrious young woman who just wants to examine life without pressure.
And how much does that pay?
You guys, I would not just drop out of college without some sort of game plan. I happen to have some very definite ideas on some careers that happen to pay very well.
Oh, what are you going to do?
I want to be a fashion designer or a record producer.
But Denise, college could help prepare you for that.
Why would I want to spend 4 years in college, you know, when I could learn the same things on the job? Calvin Klein didn't go to college for 4 years. Berry Gordy started Motown, didn't have a college degree. Need I go on?
Yes.
Well, these are the only examples I have. Okay, and I'm not that sure about Calvin Klein. My point is still the same. I don't want to go back to school. And I hope you'll accept that, because I don't know what else to say.
Denise, if you didn't want to go back to school, why did you go through the charade of packing your bag?
Because I knew as soon as you guys found out, Dad was going to throw me out of the house.
When did I ever say to you that if you didn't go back to school, I would throw you out of the house?
Never.
You're gonna sit up here and tell me that I said I'm going to throw her out of the house. You don't tell me when I'm going to throw you out of the house. And I don't see how you can tell me when you go, what I said, when you don't even have a college degree. I have a college degree. You're going to tell me something about when I'm going to throw somebody out of the house.
Wait a minute.
When I throw somebody out of the house, they're going to go out. I don't tell people.
Denise, I just...
You just be up in the air, boom, out there in the middle of the street. Throw somebody out of the
Denise,
house.
Denise, I have one question. You have been here for 3 months. Now, why haven't you taken any of this time to look for that job?
Mom, it's my summer vacation.
Rick, I think you and I need to go into the kitchen and talk for a minute.
Look, up and tell me. Well, I'm going to throw somebody out of the house. Tell me I'm going to throw somebody out of the house. When did I say I was going to throw somebody? I never said I was going to throw somebody out of the house. And in the first place, if the child had said something to me, she would have to wait for me to tell her that I'm going to throw her out of the house. I never said that I was going to throw her out of the house.
You're getting ready to eat soon, and you're going to wreck your appetite.
Yeah, but I need that after listening to somebody.
You are not going to eat this.
But when did I ever tell some child in this house I would throw them out of the house?
Never. Honey, I know you're upset, and I'm upset too. We have to be realistic about this thing. Denise does not want to go to college. And you and I both know the girl doesn't want to go to college. She doesn't belong there.
I have no problem with the fact that she does not belong in college. I accept that. What I don't accept is somebody taking for granted to put words in my mouth that I'm going to throw them out of the house. I will not threaten people about throwing. Tell me. And they're afraid I was going to throw them out of the house. And you know, another thing, every time a child does something like that, see, it reflects on us. Because they'll go out and tell somebody else. And the next thing you know, the whole neighborhood will be looking at us and say, well, you know, Dr. Huxtable, he threw the child out and with no money. Nothing like that. In the first place, let me tell you something. See, I think, do you agree with me on that? Let me smell your breath. And if I smell anything that smells like a potato, I'm gonna throw you out of the house. Huxtable resident. Vanessa, yeah, who's calling? Mark? Mark, how old are you? 15? Listen, do you have any friends or relatives who are going to NYU now? NYU. It's a university. Well, just a minute. Vanessa?
Yeah?
This stupid Mark is on the phone.
Hello. Hi, Grandpa.
Hi.
Grandma.
Not yet, Albert. It's going to be 2 months before Grandma is laid on me.
Come over here and you just sit down, my dear. How are you feeling?
I'm fine.
Do you need a back rub?
No.
Do you need a tummy rub?
No.
Do you need a foot rub?
No, I'm
Everything
fine.
Is all right?
Yes.
Daddy, you always make such a fuss over me.
You better believe it. You're going to make me a granddad. Hot dog.
Well, Vanessa called. We heard all about Denise and Theo.
Yeah, we think we might have a solution. Sandra and I talked it over, and we'd like to offer Denise a job at the Wilderness Store.
Denise!
Hey.
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 How are you doing?
Fine.
Good.
Denise, we have a proposition to make. We know you're looking for employment now, and we thought we'd let you know that there's an opening at the Wilderness Store.
Wilderness Store?
Yeah.
Yes, we'd like to make you our salesperson in charge of camping equipment.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. How much does it pay?
Well, we'd start you at minimum wage, but let's say you'd be working a normal work week, you'd take home $168.
All right.
Oh, wow, I don't know what to say. I'm really touched that you guys would even think of me. But, you know, I don't really want to take anything that isn't associated with music or fashion.
Well, see, what you could do is work in the tent division, and you could sing inside the tent.
Good one, Dad.
Thank you.
I'm going to go finish dinner in the kitchen.
Well, we appreciate what you tried to do, Alvin.
Would you like to stay for dinner?
Yes.
Oh, well, the least we can do is help. Come on, Alvin.
Thank you. Tell me that I'm dreaming. Tell me that you're going to wake me up and that my daughter is not that way. Tell me, please. Tell me that this child did not have a penny to her name. She's borrowing everything from us and was offered a job paying some money and turned it down. Tell me. Tell me, I said.
Mom, Dad, I've got sensational news.
I need it, man.
Now, I was walking in the neighborhood around NYU trying to figure out a place to live, and I saw this.
Soho Tower.
It's a brand new condominium complex 3 blocks from NYU.
Cliff, wake up. Fabulous views, all marble floors, gourmet eat-in kitchen, video rooms, a health club, and 7-day-a-week maid service.
Now, isn't that a fabulous place to live?
One-bedroom apartments start at $485,000.
Don't you guys see? This is a golden opportunity for all of us. Now, for me, it solves my short-term living situation. You buy the place. I lived there during my college years. After 4 years, this apartment will be worth $600,000. Now, that's over $100,000 in profits, which I'm not even going to ask to share. I'm willing to live in it and take care of it at no charge to you. And who knows? Maybe some weekends you and Dad want to get away. You call me and, hey, I'll split.
You know, get away.
You guys may need some time to think about this, but don't take too long. We gotta act quick.
I figured it out now. I got it all figured out. See, for 23 years, we've had children in this house. And for 23 years, you and I have had constant battles with these people. And the question has always been, what were we fighting about? And now I know. It's about the house. They want the house. It is believable that this boy deliberately did not mail that envelope so that when he went down, there were no rooms and he would have to come back here and live. It is believable that Denise does not want to go to college anymore because she wants to live here. It is believable that this young man and this woman living in a condemned place on purpose have this baby to make us feel sorry for them so they can come back here. Now, the other two haven't started their game yet because legally they're supposed to stay here. Now, you and I have been beaten every time we've gone to battle. And I'm telling you now, darling, I'm old. And you're old too, Claire. And I think that you and I
should just get on up and get out of here. Get in the car and just go. Let him have the house, honey. And unlike General MacArthur, we shall not return.
Good morning, is that you?
Just got in from the hospital.
What time is it?
3 a.m.
Ah. You have missed 21 hours of children updates.
I don't have to listen to it, do I?
Well, I had to listen to it. Mm. Who is it?
I was too excited to sleep and I heard Dad come in. I have to tell him.
Looks like you get to hear this one in person. Come in!
Tell him anything, did you?
No.
Ta-da! You're looking at an employed person.
You got a job?
Yes! Record producer. Well, not exactly. But I do have a wonderful entry-level position at Blue Wave Records.
Doing what?
I'm the assistant to the executive associate.
And tell him what the assistant to the executive associate does.
Well, basically, I take care of the needs of the various artists and their guests. Plus, I operate the intercommunication system throughout the office.
You get coffee and answer the phone.
Tell them how much you're making.
$25.
An hour?
No.
A day?
A week.
Why so much?
I swear, Dad, you'll be proud of me.
Yes, I certainly hope so.
Good night. Good night. Get some sleep. You look tired.
Yes.
I'm in the record business. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Claire. Good night. And I love you. You know why? Because all we've got is each other.